So he had cast them out of his sight.
What verse you at?
Verse 21.
Go ahead.
For he rent Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drave Israel from following the Lord and made them sin a great sin.
Jeroboam made the Israelites sin a great sin. Go ahead.
For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did.
Wow.
They departed not from them until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight. As he had said by all his servants, the prophets, so was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day.
That's why we were reading in Amos what Amos was telling them was going to happen. They didn't want to hear it, though, but it happened. Go ahead.
And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Cuthah and from Avah and from Hamath and from Sepharvaim. And placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof.
Now let's go to chapter 18, verse 9 through 12. Now if you're reading your four chapters a day and you got up to, so you're, some of you should already know this history. Okay, go ahead.
2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 9. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which was the seventh year of Hoshea, son of Allah, king of Israel, that Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it.
Go ahead.
And at the end of 3 years, they took it, even the sixth year of Hezekiah, that is the ninth year of Hoshea, king of Israel.
No, because remember, there were two kings. That's why one king is of Judah, the other king was of Israel. Go ahead.
Samaria was taken. And the king of Assyria did carry away Israel unto Assyria, and put them in Halah and in Habor by the river of Gozan, and in the cities of Medes, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant, and all that Moses the servant of the Lord commanded, and would not hear them, nor did them.
Would not hear the Lord, nor do them. From there, give me chapter, say in the same, 2 Kings, chapter 24, and verse 1. Now, what happened with Judah?
2 Kings, chapter 24, and verse 1.
Come on!
In his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up.
So this is in the days of Jehoiakim. Go ahead.
And Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. And the Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldees, and the bands of the Assyrians, and the bands of the Moabites.
You see what said Jehoiakim became his servant? He became the servant of Nebuchadnezzar. He was set up in authority, and he was supposed to pay tribute and obey Nebuchadnezzar. He started to rebel. I'm not doing what Nebuchadnezzar says. So this is what happened. Go ahead.
And bands of the children of Ammon, and sent them against Judah to destroy it according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by his servant the prophets. Surely at the commandment of the Lord came this upon Judah, to remove them out of his sight.
So now Judah's getting removed out of the Lord's sight. Go ahead.
For the sins of Manasseh according to all that he did.
So King Manasseh, when y'all read about him, that was an evil brother right there. But he did repent. What verse you at?
Verse 4.
You finished verse 4?
I'm reading verse 4 now.
Okay, go ahead.
And also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim.
Yes, that was it. This guy's just steady sneezing on me. Can't nobody hear this guy. Okay, turn the AC a little bit to the back of Ithan. He's all right. All right, it's off you now?
Yeah.
All right. Now all of my back is wet, my left side. So both kingdoms went into captivity, okay? Assyria captivity, Babylonian captivity. Now, you know what I want to jump to real quick? I do want to show you this in Matthew, the book of Matthew. Chapter 1, verse 17. And I was reading it the other night, and I realized I didn't make a mistake. I omitted something. I think I'm the one that you probably said, but I kept forgetting. Read that.
Matthew, chapter 1, and verse 17. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David unto the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations.
So what we've been reading still ties in with Matthew, the first chapter. Read it again.
So all the generations from Abraham
from
to
Abraham
to David,
to David
are 14 generations.
What's his name? Jazz. Yeah. What happened from Abraham to David? Where's the mic? I can't hear you.
Shalom, Bishop. From Abraham to David, we went into captivity. The Syrian captivity. Then we went to the... No, I'm sorry. We had
thank
the
you, thank you. We I was about kingdom. To throw sorry, my sorry, shoe sorry. At you.
We had the kingdom. We had the kingdom. From Abraham to David, we had the
see,
kingdom.
See, he messed up just like I've been messing up. I'm getting on you because I noticed I did the same thing.
Yes, sir.
What did God tell Abraham would happen to his seed?
They would go into captivity.
For what captivity?
Oh, the Egyptian captivity.
Yes, thank you. Oh, I'm get sorry. A man a hand. Woo! Bro, you're getting me nervous over there. Yes, the Egyptian, and I kept, when we break, I was forgetting that too. We were going to the Egyptian captivity. So read it again.
Verse 17. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations.
Uh-huh.
And from David unto the carrying away into Babylon.
Stop, give the mic back to Jez. Officer Jezreel, now I got it. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So explain that next part.
So all the generations from David to the Babylon, we went into captivity.
We went in captivity in Egypt.
Right.
Now from David to Babylon, what happened?
From David to Babylon, you had the Assyrian captivity. You had the...
You're right, but I want you to mention what we've been going over today. What happened?
Oh, Israel, we all went into sin. There was a split, and then we went into
right.
sin.
I know you're nervous, but don't be
yes,
nervous. There was a split in the nation of Israel.
Yes.
Northern kingdom went into the Assyrian captivity.
Right.
And then Babylon took us all.
Yes, sir.
He took southern and northern. He took everything. Yes, okay, read the next part.
And from the carrying away, and from David unto the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations.
Mm-hmm.
And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations.
Give the mic back to Jess.
What verse can you read again?
I'm sorry. Verse 17. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations.
All right, so Bishop, we was in captivity from that time forth.
So from Babylon to Christ, what happened?
Babylon to Christ, for our sins, we had the Babylonian captivity. Then we had the Persian captivity. Then we had the Greek captivity. And then we was in Rome up until Christ was born.
Exactly. Everybody got that, right?
Yeah.
Now, you might ask, what does that matter? It matters a lot. That's the first chapter of the book of Matthew. It's telling you Israel was in captivity. Now, verse 21.
Verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins.
Remember, we went into slavery because of what, brothers?
Sins.
That's why we needed a savior. All the other nations know we needed a savior. So on the street is very important. That Matthew 1:17 speaks volumes, I'm telling you. Okay, everybody got that, right?
Yes, sir.
So from there, give me... we know during the Persian captivity, we got liberty. Right? Give me Ezra 1 real quick. Ezra. Ezra chapter 1. Start at verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Ezra chapter 1 and verse 1. Excuse me. Ezra chapter 1 and verse 1. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, mm-hmm. and put it also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven, hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem.
Right. Now, notice it says, the Lord God of heaven gave me all the kingdoms. When you read the book of Isaiah, if I'm not mistaken, it's not in my notes, I'm just shooting from the hip. In the book of Isaiah, if I could find it, where it calls Cyrus his anointed. 45. Okay. Read verse 1.
Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 1.
Let's go.
Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two lead gates, and the gates shall not be shut.
Now you might ask, why is that important? This was written, write this down, 150 years before the birth of Cyrus. So when he came of age, he was shown his name in the scriptures. And he knew the God of Israel, based on that prophecy, was dealing with him to release his people. So when we go back to Ezra 1 and 1.
Ezra chapter 1 and verse 1.
Come on!
Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord had God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth.
That's why he said that. He knew it was a prophecy. Go ahead.
And he hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, mm-hmm. which is in Judah.
Right. And it goes into more detail when you read the writings of Flavius Josephus. There's more detail there on how the prophets were showing Cyrus what he must do. All right. And he obeyed that. Go ahead.
Who is there among you of all his people?
Watch this.
His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God.
So verse 3, he makes a proclamation to all 12 tribes. Now remember, he's not just talking to Judah. He's talking to all 12 tribes. Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. Go ahead.
And whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojourneth.
Remember, we were in Babylon for 70 years, okay? And prior to that, you had Northern Kingdom was still out there, okay? So now Cyrus is giving the Israelites liberty. But then he adds here in verse 4, if you decide you don't want to go back to the land of Israel, you want to stay where you've been living for all these decades, go ahead.
Let the men of his place help him with silver.
You help with silver.
And with gold.
And with gold.
And with goods.
And with goods.
And with beasts.
And with beasts.
Beside the free will offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem.
So everybody got that, right? So some northern kingdom did go back with the kingdom of Judah. Some southern kingdom decided, no, we're going to stay out here too with northern kingdom. We're going to stay out here. Everybody got that, right? Everybody did not go back. Okay. From there, give me 2 Ezra 13:40. I'm going to 2 Esdras 13, verse 40.
2 Ezra, chapter 13, and verse 40.
So this this is the same Ezra. It's written E-S-D-R-A. That's the Greek translation of his name. Go ahead.
Those are the 10 tribes.
Those are the 10 tribes.
Which were carried away prisoners out of their own land in the time of Hosea the king. Mm-hmm. Who Salmanasar, the king of Assyria, led away captive.
Can I get a map? You think? I told them where I was going. Nobody moved in the spirit to say, let's put a map up to show the people what happened. Usa. Map. Okay, I'm sorry. Where are we at? People at home, I apologize. It's not me. It's them.
Second Ezra, chapter 13 and verse 40. Mm-hmm. Those are the 10 tribes which were carried away prisoners out of their own land in the time of Hosea the king, whom Salmanassar the king of Assyria led away captive.
That's what you read earlier today. Go ahead.
And he carried them over the waters, and so came they into another land. Mm-hmm. But they took this counsel among themselves. That they
now, when it says he carried them over the waters, in order to be carried over the waters, you got to be in what? Ship. Isn't that Deuteronomy 28:16? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
But they took this counsel among themselves.
So the 10 tribes did go into captivity on ship. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
That they would leave the multitude of the heathen and go forth.
How did they make this? So verse 41, but they took this counsel among themselves. It was during the time of Cyrus when he said, I'm giving you all liberty. Go ahead.
That they would leave the multitude of the heathen and go forth into a farther country where never mankind dwelt.
When you're on the street, you want to highlight that part, where never mankind dwelt. Because you got this new thing. Oh, before the American Indians were, there was already races already living here. No, no, stop the lies. Stop the lies. Go ahead.
That they might there keep their statutes.
So this is around, was it 529? 529 BC. Go ahead.
Which they never kept in their own land. Mm-hmm. And they entered into Euphrates by the narrow passages.
Like you can see in the map there, Euphrates top right. Okay, it's good. Yep, you see the red line? This is where they went. And you know, it took a while, so they had to stop for victuals, meaning food, and
supplies.
That's the word. My mind went boop. Supplies. Okay, all those stops they had to make. Okay, everybody got that right? Go ahead.
And they entered into Euphrates by the narrow passages of the river, for the Most High then showed signs for them. And held still the flood till they were passed over. Mm-hmm. For through that country there was a great way to go, namely, of a year and a half.
So if you're traveling for a year and a half, it is not just men, women, and children. You have to stop for supplies. You have to stop for victuals, for food. You have to do that. So that's why it's very important to know this history, all right? From there.
It was some more on that, Bishop.
Okay, go ahead.
And the same region is called Arsuri.
Same region is called Arsuri. Do we have the... Okay, you see the top of the map? Can you read that? It says Arsuri at the top. Can you zoom in, IT? Where it says Arsuri? Is it possible or no? All right. I just want the people at home. Yeah, read that. It's a little blurry, but go ahead.
Arsuri. By Morris Jastro, Jr. Kaufman Cola. The name of the land beyond the great river, far away from the habitation of man, in which the 10 tribes of Israel will dwell, observing the laws of Moses until the time of restoration, according to 2 Ezra 13, verse 45. Columbus identified America with this land. Second Ezra 13. See... K. Serling, Christopher Columbus, translated by Dr. C. Gross, page 15.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4 now. So now you had some Israelites that came back to the land. Now watch what they were calling some of the kingdom of Israel in Matthew 4:15.
Matthew chapter 4 and verse 15. Freedom. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtalim. By the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles.
They were calling them Gentiles. Gentiles. Go ahead.
The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up.
Now, this comes from Isaiah 9. Let's get Isaiah 9, 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 and 2.
Isaiah chapter 9 and verse...
Can you wait till I get it, please? Thank you. You're so thoughtful. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 1.
Let's go!
Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was...
Now, this is the prophecy. This is a prophecy written by Isaiah. Read again.
Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first He lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali,
mm-hmm.
and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea,
mm-hmm.
beyond Jordan and Galilee of the nations.
Right, Assyrian captivity. Wham! Go ahead.
The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shine.
So Isaiah's prophesying and Matthew's revealing what it's really talking about, that when Christ came, he was preaching, like when you go back to Matthew 4 and verse 17.
Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17.
Hello?
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
So Christ was that great light that was being spoken of. Give me Isaiah 42, 6 and 7. Isaiah 42. Let me look at it. Verse 6 and 7.
Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 6.
Let's go.
I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm. Give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. That goes back to what we just read. Those Gentiles there is not talking about other nations. It's talking about what we just read in Matthew. Go ahead.
To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house.
See that? It's all going back to Matthew 4, 15, 16, Isaiah 9, 1, and 2. Did you finish that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, from there, give me Matthew 10, 5, and 6. Pay attention.
Matthew chapter 10 and verse
5.
These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying,
pay attention.
Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Those Gentiles there is northern kingdom. That's why they're in the same sentence with Samaria, okay? Why does he stipulate Samaria, the Samaritans? That was the leading tribe, Ephraim, okay? So no, don't go to them yet. Go rather to the lost sheep, meaning the kingdom of Judah. Start with Judah first. Everybody understand it? Where are we getting that from? Zechariah 12. I'm going to read it later on, but I'm going to touch it now. Read that.
Sure. Zechariah
12 and 7.
Chapter 12 and verse 7.
Come
here's
on.
Here's a prophecy.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first.
So when Christ came, he wasn't going, hey, I'm just gathering all of Israel. He said, no, I got to start with Judah. Go ahead.
That the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah.
See, so I'm going to start with the tribe of Judah first, and then the rest of them come later on. So now when we go back to Matthew 10, 5 and 6 again.
Matthew chapter 10 and verse 5.
Hello?
These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not,
mm-hmm.
but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Go ahead.
And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
So now what happened? After they dealt with Judah, what did Christ do? John 4. I'm going to show you something. John 4.
John chapter 4.
Start at 1.
And verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not.
Christ never baptized nobody in water. Oh, God. Go ahead.
But his disciples.
The disciples were doing it. Go ahead.
He left Judea and departed again into Galilee.
He went back to Galilee. Go ahead.
And he must needs go through Samaria.
He has to go through Samaria. Remember he said, don't deal with the Gentiles and don't deal with the Samaritans. Let's read now.
Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of the ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
The Jews, the southern kingdom did not deal with northern kingdom. Remember the riff from Rehoboam? That was always the problem. Give me real quick, Hosea, is it 4:17?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, read that.
Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 17. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone.
Because remember, they set up priests. Jeroboam set priests in the land. Remember, we read the history, what he was doing. Okay, so we did not deal with them. Okay, so now when Christ asked this woman for a drink, she reminds him. She says, you Jews don't, y'all don't deal with us. Read on now.
Verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Go ahead.
The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that livest water, that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob?
So right there, she's telling you she's an Israelite. You have people on YouTube saying that she's not an Israelite based on, remember we read earlier about how, who was it? Nebuchadnezzar, was it him? No, or was it, no, Shalmaneser. Put men of Sukkoth, or, well, other, not Sukkoth, put men of Babylon, the Chaldees, in the land. So they're using that. But there's more history. That's why I took you out of Ezra, where they came back to the land. So now this woman says, are you greater than our father Jacob? Give me that in Isaiah 7:9. Our father Jacob. Go ahead.
Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 9. Mm-hmm. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria.
The head of Ephraim is Samaria. So that was the capital for them. Samaria was for Ephraim. That's all I want to go back. Remember, Christ is in Samaria, talking to a Samaritan woman. So verse 12 again, John 4, verse 12.
John chapter 4 and verse 12. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
So if the woman was lying about her identity, why didn't Christ correct her? Because as we read down, he does correct her about something, but not her nationality, her ethnicity. He does not. He continues on in the conversation. Go ahead.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Come on.
The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw.
So she wanted that water. Go ahead.
Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband.
Uh-oh.
For thou hast had five husbands.
Woman, you've had five husbands. Go ahead.
And he whom thou know, he whom thou now hast is not thy husband.
That man you're dealing with now, that's not your husband.
And that saidest thou truly.
And that saidest thou truly. So now he reveals, he knows what she's doing. So wouldn't he have done the same thing in verse 12 if she was lying, saying that she was, that Jacob was her father? He would have corrected her based on what we're reading right now in verse 18. So he's letting her know you're living a whorish lifestyle, woman, because that man you're having sex with, but he's not your husband. Showing what? Sex does not constitute marriage. It constitutes boredom. Go ahead.
Verse 19. The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
I perceive you a prophet. Damn. Go ahead.
Our fathers worship in this mountain.
Our fathers worshiped in this mountain. Right, Joshua 8:32. We're not going to read it. Just put that in your notes. Go ahead.
And ye say.
And ye say.
That in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
Everybody need to go to Jerusalem, okay?
Jesus said.